Hey, what's good? What's good? What's good? What's good? It's DJ Odd Tubbs here again. I'm having the Odd Tubbs show today in the afternoon after 12 p.m. Look out for that about 12:30, 1 o'clock. It's going to be there on Violet Radio 1, of course, Anchor platform, as well as iTunes and that. Make sure if you're listening on iTunes, SoundCloud, and all that, you come to anchor.fm/VIOL-ENT for the full experience with the songs, the music, and everything. We get to play that, and we actually pay artists through that. So, yeah, look out for me in the afternoon. It's DJ Odd Tubbs. Salute.
Welcome to the DJ Odd Tubbs show. I am, of course, the one and only
DJ Odd Tubbs.
Violent. On Violent Radio 1.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Odd Tubbs show, episode 2 on Violent Radio 1. Of course, shout out to Violent for having us on the Anchor platform. Today, I have a special guest in the building, my boy, Twiz, from Northern Canada in some igloos and shit. I don't know where this thing is at. He wants to
Yes, sir.
On some undisclosed location type.
That's how we must keep it, man.
Correct. So, yo, Twiz is my boy, and today, like I said, this show is very open format. I don't really have any super duper format to it other than just talking about what's going on in the scene,
kicking. Nah, we're just talking
music. Yeah, basically, it's like it's just podcast shit. You know what I'm saying? Break it down into 5-minute segments each time because that's how much Anchor is allowing us. So like we go intro, 1-2, couple topics, tracks in between and stuff. To get the full effect of this, we gotta go to anchor.fm/violent-VIOL-ENT so you get the full experience with all the music and everything. It's very different than if you're just listening on SoundCloud and iTunes. What's good?
Rewind that if you guys didn't get that information. Eh?
We'll rewind it. We'll remind them. You already know. But yeah, fam, what's been going on? How you feeling?
So you already know we're just out here living life, man. Doing that every day. Chilling with the young pup right now.
You and your dog, bro. For everybody who doesn't know, like, yo, they obviously don't know. Twiz has this little cute-ass dog. And that shit be having the most energy I've ever seen a little pup.
Hey, talk him up. Don't be talking that grease on my boy,
fam. He has the most energy I've seen in a little pup ever, fam.
Yo, if anyone needs a cute dog for a photo shoot or, you know, you're listening, you have some ad company, hit me up because this guy, he can make us a lot of money, man.
I care for him. He's a cute little dog. His name is Wesley. Mm-hmm. And all shorties are just me like, aw.
Yeah, young Wesley.
Yeah, because, like, yo, so I wanted to just get into some quick topics, like some fast topics and shit. Like, basically, sports, hip hop, music, and just kind of life in general stuff. For everybody, for a deeper introduction, because people ask me yesterday, I'm from a city outside of Toronto. I live in a city outside of Toronto.
Okay.
But mainly, I stay in Toronto. I DJ in Toronto and all that kind of stuff. So that's that information. But what we kick right now is some maybe like some hip hop shit and all types of like life shit or whatever, some sports shit. I was going to get into sports first. Fuck the NFL, but the NFL brought back Madden Cam, you know? They brought Madden Cam to actual fucking NFL.
You're talking about the TV.
Yeah, like, I mean, they're behind you, and you can see the open gaps and the plays and what the quarterback sees and shit now. It's kind of crazy.
Which is sick.
It's sick, but they're doing it because they know their ratings are down. Like, they know man's play Madden, so why wouldn't you want to watch Madden? Why wouldn't you want to watch football the way you play Madden?
Yeah. I've been hearing on the news how their ratings have been going down steadily for the past couple of years. So I don't know what's going on with the NFL, man.
Because there's some fuck niggas, bro. What do you mean? Man's are trying to protest police brutality and shit. And y'all don't want it. Y'all think it's about
trying
a
flat. To listen. Yeah, they're switching it up, man. Always trying to misconstrue the message.
Man, and it's crazy because we're Canadian, but we still get affected by that. You know what I mean? But it's not that deep. It's deep over here. Don't get it twisted. People who think there's not racists in Canada have never even been to Montreal, bro. Shit. It's nuts. People in Montreal, even if you're white, they won't talk to you if you speak English. Like, just, they'll just pass you by. They don't care. But, yeah, man. I don't know. NFL, fuck all that bullshit. But the NBA is rocking right now.
Never broke again league.
Yeah. It's a fact.
Them boys getting paid over there, man.
That's a fact. Well, some of them.
Yo, they're getting nice change.
Hey, man. Yo, I'ma call you back into this thing. This is how we have to work this anchor platform. We're gonna work it like so it sounds seamless, but mm-hmm. I'm gonna hit you back 2 seconds and we're gonna keep it rocking. Let's get it.
DJ Itubz
on Violent Radio 1.
Irsa, but yeah. So, never broke again, league, young NBA man. Yo, I think next time if it just cuts off, it just continue going, like, bun it. We don't even have to say all that.
Yeah, nah. That was unnecessary, but you know it is what it is.
Right. We're working this out. It's not like the just sit down and record podcast, but yeah. How you looking at the NBA, fam? How you feeling? What's your team saying? I know we Raptors, but
yeah, you know, I love the Raptors, man. They're a hometown squad. From young, been watching them. And they're doing all right this year, so I'm not even gonna complain, but Boston right now is just tearing up everybody.
When they said they wouldn't.
Yeah, after the Hayward injury, as we're counting them out, and here they are.
Bro, I didn't even know. Counting out Kyrie from the jump.
Yo, I didn't even know what the win streak is at right now. Maybe 14? That's crazy. They just beat Golden State. And I hate Boston. I hate them. But, like, you know, you got to respect what it is right now. They're going out there and they're beating everyone.
That's a fact. Kyrie's proving them wrong still. He's an A-plus star right now.
Oof. He's leading that team, man. He wasn't there for one of the games, the game against the Raptors, and they still beat the Raptors. So, like,
man, Boston's a problem. Cleveland is looking kind of sad, like a little sorry this year, though.
They're looking sorry. I don't know, man. When it's down the stretch, what they're really saying.
Yeah, no, what are we, like, what, 13, 14 games in right now?
That's LeBron. At the end of the day, he can take over any game, man.
I don't know, man. I don't know. They depended on Kyrie a lot last year.
Yeah, you still got to wait for them to get Isaiah Thomas and see what he's looking like.
Yeah, IT was in the cut last year all the way for Boston, too, so it's not even like they don't have a good, you know, a good PG on that. But
yeah, he's coming back. He wants those money bags. He wants to get paid next summer.
You already know, man. IT be on the sidelines just dancing and shit right now in a suit. Like,
yeah, but the man has to perform to get that money, so he's going to come back and he has to do what he has to do. Mm-hmm.
The Lonzo Ball hype has died down significantly.
Word, because he's playing, like, I'm not going to say trash, but he's playing subpar for what everyone was expecting.
Yeah, he's playing subpar. But, like, yo, I feel like his stats aren't as padded, obviously, as when he was in UCLA. But
that's college. This is the league, bro.
Yeah. But he's still making good, like, he has good vision on the court. Like, he's making dime passes easy.
Yo, all that his problem is right now is he can't score because they shot for him. But, like, I mean, the man just gets some confidence or fix that up, and you never know.
Yeah, they block him really smooth.
You never know what could happen if he fixes that. But, yeah, the vision is nice.
They block him real smooth on those ones. It's kind of nuts. But it is what it is. I feel like Lonzo will pull through at the end of it. I love the Lakers, bro. I love the Lakers. I love the Lakers.
One of those guys.
I've loved the Lakers forever, bro. Like, obviously, I'm a hometown like that. But
yeah.
In terms of, when, like, as soon as Toronto was getting taken out of the thing, like, the only time I could really feel that Toronto was the shit, and it was when I was a young buck coming up. We had Carter. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Them was the time. Like, bro, the Raptors have had so many people, bro. So we had, didn't we have Hardaway as well?
Who Hardaway, bro?
Penny.
Nah.
I swear we had some. We had somebody that we gave away that was like
about T Mac, but
nah, T Mac. I knew T Mac was on there because he's Carter's cousin, but we gave away somebody else that was like a dominant player a few years after.
So that's like every player that leaves us plays better when they're gone. They come here to play like trash so they can get out. But now it's the culture is different. It's a resurgence, man.
Yeah. It's because, yo, honestly, I can credit that somewhat to Drake.
I credit DeMar, man. That guy came here.
This guy's dog.
Started off average. Now the man's an all-star. Stayed with the squad. Stayed loyal. Gotta respect that.
That's a fact. I don't know, man. I'm a Raptors fan until I die, I guess. But I love the Lakers. I always have that heart for the Lakers, man. Always.
Yo, are you a Lakers fan because of Kobe or just because of what, LA or the uniform?
Nah. Okay, well, at first, I liked the colors that I saw as a child. Yeah, 100%. And then I got more history on the Lakers growing up, like about Magic and everybody on the Lakers before and how much of a dominant squad they've always been. You know what I mean? Just off the rip, like the culture and the like LA basketball was, you could obviously compare it to fucking Chicago basketball when MJ was there at the Heat when he was winning them championships and shit. Like, okay. LA basketball was always about the star. Like, it was always about the glitz and glam. Like, we need mans to dunk showtime, and be flash. Yeah, showtime shit. Like, look, even the Clippers tried it. Like, the Clippers, to this day, still try that shit.
Or that Lob City shit?
Yeah, not all that.
But yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like, that's what LA basketball is. You have Golden State, which is, like, other side of California type shit. But, like, LA basketball is about the star, the highlight, showtime shit. That's why I love. So that's why I was a Laker fan. And then Kobe just, like, because even Kobe Shaq days was dope. And then Kobe snitched. And then, you get me? And then it was what it was. But, like, allegedly snitched, apparently. Let's keep it in the air then for you fuck niggas who want to say he allegedly snitched. But you know what I mean? And then Shaq left. I seen Shaq fucking go dominate in Miami, win a ship. But then you seen Kobe come back with that hunger and win two straight. Or was it three? Two, right?
He won two more.
Yeah, two. And then that's what it was, fam.
But yo, so was it Kobe or what? Are you saying it was Kobe?
No, it was just everything about Los Angeles basketball compared to basketball everywhere else. Like, that's why it was such a shit show watching L.A. the last couple of years, because there was nothing to watch. Like, what was I really going to watch? Swaggy P and Nick Young? And fuck it. Swaggy P and fucking, what's his name? He's on fucking Brooklyn now.
D'Angelo.
But yeah, yo, Russell.
So, yo, so you're saying it's the history then?
It's the history and what they stand for, yeah, because they want you to go out on the court and be flashy, be dominant and shit, and that's what it was. Compared to Toronto, that's why I gravitated toward it after watching Carter do all the dumbest shit I've ever seen.
Yeah, well,
you see what I'm saying? Like, man was sticking his hand through hoops and hanging off his elbow and shit. Like, that was nuts. And then you see Shaq just body a man out of, like, he's just flying into crowds and he's doing all types of crazy shit. It was what it was, you know? That was my favorite thing to see. Like, Shaq being there. I love Shaq, too. Like, Shaq was probably more so my favorite than Kobe until the Mamba days of Kobe where he changed his number, cut his hair. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, the man changed his whole mentality.
Yeah, that's when I became a Kobe fan. But I was always just a Lakeshore fan. Like, it's a Lakeshore thing.
Okay. I hear that. So I remember watching, what's that movie Shaq is in? Kazam.
Oh, Shazam?
Kazam, bro.
Kazam.
Yeah. Back when, like, I was young, I was watching that. I didn't even take in the man as an NBA player, bro. I just thought he was, what, a genie or whatever he was playing. That's crazy.
Bro, when I heard Shaq rapping, I was like, this is crazy. This guy's amazing. And then it just all went to shit.
Shaq, man.
It just all went to shit. Like,
he's a legend, bro. When he retired, I was so sad.
Fact. Wade's next.
Oof. He's already 1 foot out the door.
People don't give Wade enough credit, man.
D. Wade was my favorite player when I was in elementary school. From when he was drafted, I was wearing his jersey when he won the championship. All that, man. D. Wade was the sickest.
Man. It is what it is now. Like, I feel like you could put D-Wade around anyone to win the championship. Like, anyone with star quality.
I don't know. D-Wade got old real quick. His body broke. DJ
Itubz. On Violent Radio 1.
Yo.
We in this.
In this. So, yeah, we're not even going to front on them. I like how we entered that. We're not even going to front on them. Like, the podcast was going to continue like that. So, basically, man's posted to Anchor, and it duplicated the thing. I was thinking that it was a duplicate sound of the same thing we just posted of that 5-minute segment. But it ended up being the other half of it, and Anchor broke it down even more than I thought it would. So,
some foolery.
Some hella foolery still. So we're just going to keep it rocking from here then. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mind you, we recorded this a couple hours ago, so
no sense. Yeah. Sound different, everything different anyways. Shout out D-Wade, like mans were saying anyways.
Yeah. D-Wade, he's a legend. At the end of the day, man. I just remember watching him in the 06 finals when he took over. It was crazy. The man was my favorite player. Got that red Miami Heat jersey somewhere in my Duke's basement. I remember I was hopping a fence one time and I ripped it. And I was so cheese, man.
You must be.
Cause that was like my favorite jersey to rock around with. Oh, a shout out to KG, Kevin Garnett. First jersey.
He hated Boston, nigga.
He was in Minnesota, bro. Know your history.
Facts. Tim's.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Yeah. First jersey I ever had was a Kevin Garnett jersey.
Yo. Whatever happened to our Vancouver team?
They snatched that, brought that to Memphis.
Oh, yeah. Grizzly.
Yeah.
Oh, Canada gets Canada gets drafted all the time, bro.
At the time, it wasn't the time for that. But I'm sure if they got a team now, they would probably hold it down.
Dog, they don't give a damn about that. Nah. Look how they dissed Toronto in the finals already.
Yeah, that's another story, because I'm going to get too heated about that, man. But who cares what they think anyways, yo. Man, just have to go out there and ball at the end of the day.
Fact. God damn, bro. I don't know, man. Ball is a whole different thing, but we got to switch topics off that anyways, because I said it before in the segment that got damn deleted, bro, but we're not trying to be a sports podcast. That's all you, Mr. Anchor Twizzy.
So, B, I'm just talking.
It's going to be funny to see you in a YouTube video one day, just turn around, big-ass mustache, big Canadian mustache. Ass mustache, because we going with that narrative again. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so I'm gonna have to grow a mustache then, if that's the case.
And then just get a blue suit and just turn around today on Twizzy News.
It's not a dad, man.
Kevin Durant has retired. Like, this is years in.
Sky.
Years deep. Mr. News Anchor for real. Off the Anchor app.
Ah, that's tough, but you're spazzing.
Am I really? I don't know, man. It could happen. Anything could happen like that.
Say less.
But yo, something I did want to, I'm for sure not letting out of that last one. I don't know, that date shit was, it was whatever. It was more fun. It's funny, listening to it, it was funnier how natural it was.
Mm.
You get me?
Yeah.
And to set up the segue into it would have been wild, because you were quizzing me on the difference between me going out with, like, just for coffee with someone and versus a date.
So, yeah, we were trying to distinguish what it was to go on a date and just go out.
I mean, I can still hit him with that. That's a valid topic, really and truly. All right, so we can still hit these two topics, but I'm gonna leave that whole day shit out. Fuck all that bullshit. She's just trifling. Just know, shorties, you're trifling if you want to go on a $400 date with a nigga and you don't expect to pay for anything.
That $400 date is not happening.
Ever. That's the case. Like, bro, and I'm talking about, and I'm not with you. Like,
yeah, I don't know you.
Yeah, like. That's wild.
You're expecting some next level type catering, man.
Long story short, a shorty tried to make me go on a date with her. I accepted to go on a date. As things unfolded, she basically brought out that she wanted fancy restaurant, fancy ass wine, total over $400 on my tab because I DJ and I do music and stuff. So she expected me to ball out for her.
Ball out, and you had to skedaddle out. Situation.
Listeners, I've never even been on one single date with this lady, and nope.
Can't put her on, man.
Yeah. But anyways, the difference between a date and just going out with someone, I don't know. This is pretty straightforward. I feel like this is pretty straightforward, but I can see why, like, you were asking to clarify, because a lot of people get it, like, screwed up.
We just want to make sure the people know what you're talking about when we're answering your question.
Fact. So, basically, what my thing is, if I call someone, if I call you, say a shorty, and be like, yo, you want to go out for coffee or something? I don't drink coffee, so that's not even a realistic situation for me.
Nah.
So, me calling a shorty and be like, hey, you want to go to the bar for a beer? Or, hey, do you want to go for a dinner? Hey, do you want to watch a movie? That's more my type. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Whatever. My type of activities.
And that's just hanging out is what you're saying.
Yeah. To me, that's just hanging out.
As friends.
Yeah. I feel like that's dumb straightforward.
Okay, no. But hold on. What if, by chance, right, you're just starting to talk to this girl? So, like, you guys go out as friends still, or is that automatically a date because you don't really know her?
That's where I was saying, like, yo, that's kind of one thing. If we're feeling each other, and
No. But what I'm saying is, like, you guys just met, right?
Okay.
Let's say you're at a show.
Fact.
You meet a girl. Mm-hmm. And then, like, you know, you guys exchange information, whatever. And then tutus. You message her and you're like, yo, let's chill. But, like, you guys don't know each other. So, like, isn't that all just a date because you're getting to know her regardless?
Not necessarily. No. In, like, so, wait. Like, you link up with her and you're just chilling after you met her one time before?
Yeah, so you met her casually one time. Then you guys link up on your dolos. And, like, you know, you do whatever you want to do on that first chill, let's call it.
What was the conversation?
Like, you know, like, you hit her up and you're just like, yo, let's go out and what do you do for fun, bro?
I don't know. You can do fun shit. Sometimes I go to, like, those fucking what do you call it, the game and like latte rooms. I can't remember. Snakes and Lattes is what it's called. Yeah, shit like that.
All right, so you two hit that spot up, right?
Yeah.
That's a one-on-one type situation.
Could be, but like board games, you know, whatever. But yeah, sure. Yeah.
That's still pretty intimate. It's just you two.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, fact.
So is that a date then, if you never really said it was a date?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
Not for me.
All right, that's cool. I'm just asking.
I know. But like, yo, I'm saying that because unless verbatim spoke like, okay, we're going on a date, it's nothing like, it's nothing to be too excited over. You see what I'm saying? There's casual dates and romantic dates.
Okay. Well, that's the whole thing I was talking about.
But here's the thing. There's going out with a homie. There's a casual date, and then there's like a romantic date. Still, if I don't know someone, whatever, and I'm just like maybe getting to know them, I'm more than likely just hanging out with them. In my opinion.
Yeah.
Because like I can be in a relationship and go on just a date with my girl.
Wait, hold on. Say that again.
You see what I'm saying? Like, I can be in a relationship and go on a date with my girl, and it's just a casual date. Like,
with your girl. Correct,
because that's my girl now. That's something different.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Than a homie. So, there's like going out to the supermarket is going out to the supermarket. Going out to the movies and shit and like the little hold handshake that you're gonna do is a casual date. Going on a romantic date, looking at each other, you guys dressed up nice, whatever, nice dinner, whatever. You know what I mean? That's like a romantic date or whatever. You guys aren't just like, you guys might go home and kick it more so, you know what I mean? Like versus then me and my girl going to the movies or whatever, and then we just go home and like that's it, we sleep. It's cool. Casual date.
So what you're saying is there's different types of categories with dating. There's different types of levels.
Correct. Especially like when you're in a relationship, I consider most of those things dates. Other than like going to the fucking supermarket and shit. That's just mad cute, I guess. Or regular, depending on how you look at it.
If y'all don't go grocery shopping together, it's not real.
At all, fact. Fact. But yeah, man. So that's my line of thinking with it. Because I know, like I said before, some people are going to look at me and be like, that's kind of nuts. Especially because they've been out with me thinking it was probably a date. But like, I don't play that because it's just like, I want it. Like, even me, when I tell Shorty, like, I recently told Shorty she owed me a date. And she was like, okay, sure. So we went out and it was a date.
All right, then. So basically, if it's a date, you gotta say, yo, if this is a date. Otherwise, it's just you're going out as friends.
Yep.
Okay, and a date is a 1v1.
More time than not, yeah. Because you can go on a double date, but that's a little bit different.
Yeah. Well, that's a whole another category.
Yeah, that's just an extra side of things.
Yeah, that's just a new tab.
See, that's my line of thinking because I feel like a lot of women think like that as well.
Yo, I don't know. I can't speak on behalf of all women.
I know that. Fair enough. But, okay, so I can speak from experience versus, like, just claiming this. But, like, this is my line of reasoning why I would say I feel like women would think the same way. Because a lot of dudes ask girls to go out. Not every time a girl gets asked to go out is a date. True or false?
It would have to be true because of what we just discussed.
Right. Especially even though a guy might be like, oh, okay, yeah, I think I'm taking it on a date, and he just said, let's go to the movies. To her, she might just read that and be like, okay, we're going to the movies. Because that's how I read shit.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of subtext that needs to be involved in all of that.
Correct. Right. Versus, okay, yo, you want to go on a date to the movies? Boom. Direct. Forward. It's a date.
Yeah. So it's just, there's no questions. You don't need to wonder, ponder, whatever you want to do.
Nothing. I like direct everything, fam. Especially being in the industry and being in music, I like being very direct, fam. You see all that bullshit going on in Hollywood with all these niggas? These niggas are not direct. These niggas are all mad rapists. I'm not going to say all of them, because we obviously know not all of them. But niggas is mad rapists. Niggas is mad creepy. Niggas be doing a lot of shit.
That's so Hollywood, though.
A lot of suspect shit. But, bro, that goes on everywhere. It's just the fact that now it's blown off the roof in Hollywood that niggas is just doing this wild shit.
Yeah, because the magnitude of the star power that's coming out and saying this happened to me.
Word. All the money behind it, whatever, whatever, where you can be silenced and things like that. But now that actresses are pulling up too, it's fair game, right?
They're going after the mad head without really having to do anything except tell the truth, which is real.
It's a good look. You know what I mean? Yeah. But that's why I like being direct. That's why I differentiate. We'll get to these entertaining niggas later on. You know what I'm saying? But, like, yeah. Bro, that's why I'm very direct with that. Like, a date is a date is a date. I mean, I just ended that most recent date on her leaving and me going back inside the club. Right? Because I showed Shorty, like, she owed me a date, but I didn't expect her to be so soon. But it was dope that she was very forward and she came through, she pulled up, all that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, she wasn't playing with that.
At all. And I was like, okay, cool. You know what I'm saying? But then, after she asked me if I wanted to go back, and she was staying, like, at one of the Shorty's cribs downtown or something, like, one of her Shorty's cribs. And I was just like, yeah. I'm staying here. It's my boy's birthday.
Shout out to you for that one.
Hey, man. There's certain, like, she's dope. She's a cool girl. I'm looking to be single for a while. I think she is, too. It could wait.
SLG. That's real.
You know, like, real talk, the way things are, like, with career path and everything, like, if someone's gonna be around, they'll be around. If they're not, tuh.
Doesn't phase no man.
Bro, say what?
DJ Itubz.
Violent. On Violent Radio 1.
So, yo, this man, Twiz, dropped his blood clot phone and fucking. So, we had to, like.
Yeah.
So, we ended up. We don't even know where we ended up. We don't even care. We doing this podcast. Me, man. Really, fam. This is the type of shit I was saying on the iTunes show. Anything goes, fam. Anything goes.
Yeah. This is my first type of situation like this, so you guys just gotta just let this happen.
Yeah. I'm new at this. You'll get it. So. You'll get it. Once you get to Issa Ting. Oh.
Issa Ting. Let's develop the secrets.
Slowly. We don't even know what you're talking about right now. Everything top secret, my G. Like Khaled said. But yeah, all I was saying was, fans will count their fucking exes when I'll count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 M's in my bank account. And that's all I have to say about that. I'm not with the dating. That's why I left. I went to my nigga's birthday instead of home with the shorty. It was what it was. It was what it was.
She couldn't even really be mad at you for that, because that's your dog. Like,
she was not.
So then that's real.
She was absolutely not mad. She was just like, I don't know if you're actually going to come. And I was like, yo, I can't. It's my nigga's birthday. Like, If it was another time,
not this time.
Yep, and that's just how fate works, my nigga. That's it was fated. I'm not pressed.
It was fated. Oh god,
bro. Who could be pressed? Like when you're pressed for poems, you're one of these entertainer niggas in Hollywood doing all types of crazy shit with these females. Being all types of nasty and creepy with your money, telling bitches come in the bag. Not even bitches. I'm sorry. Let's remove that from the vocabulary for this one. Calling grown ass and young women and young boys and old men and all types of everybody. I don't know. Y'all niggas probably fuck animals. Y'all so nasty. Y'all so disgusting. Louis C.K. bringing in bitches to... I can't do it, man.
Yeah, no, I was shocked because I just watched that guy's Netflix special too, you know? And I was like, yo,
what are you thinking?
I was like, yo, this guy seemed pretty solid. I mean, I wouldn't expect that from him. He just seems like a nice type of family type guy.
Bro, Kevin Spacey's over there. Oh, man.
Yeah, yo, nah, that cheesed me because House of Cards is my show. And this guy, now I can't even look at him the same. I'm not even going to finish it no more.
Kevin. Bro, they're going to kill him. They're going to kill him in the next season.
Man. I mean, I guess I could finish it. Nah, I'm not even going to give the show clout like that no more.
Bro.
I'm done with that.
I can't. Yo, dog, all these
niggas. Shock is disgusting, bro. How you can just be like going for a job interview and like you know this guy's a big famous person that can get your career off and jumping, but if he says one bad thing about you, no one will probably touch you again in the industry. Oh, this creepy guy, just man, these people are sickos. That's all I'm gonna say.
Mad sickos, dog. I don't understand it. Not even the good sickos from our ends, just mad sickos.
No,
sick ass people,
disgusting.
Bro.
Disgusting. They're disgusting.
Dude, and they, like, it's everybody and anybody. Like, it doesn't matter age, gender, none of that.
Like, I mean, they're just taking advantage of the power that they had at the time.
Bro, and they want to continue to do that. That stuff's mad wild. Like,
they come from a different time where, like, they may have been able to get away with that back then, but at this day and age, you're not.
Even Sylvester Stallone, bro. Rocky.
I was shocked. I'm still shocked.
Rocky Balboa. How are you? Damn, bro. And they have a statue of that nigga. Instead of like Muhammad Ali, like,
well, we don't want to get into all these politics like that, but
yeah, but like, my god, look at this now, like, they're gonna have to take that down, bro. Like, who, this man, what, Stallone, isn't he Rambo too? Like, all these niggas is ruining, like,
yeah, but Rambo was a wild boy, so like.
Bro, Rambo wasn't out here raping bitches.
Yeah.
In the jungle and shit. Nah, bro. He was killing, like, cartels.
That's,
Now he out here being a nasty, nasty little man.
It's still, I don't know, it's eerie to think about, man.
Bro, it's crazy. And, like, the fact that now dudes are coming out about it now, too, is just even, it's more wild.
But you know what? That doesn't even really surprise me, man.
It doesn't surprise me, but it just blows the lid off of, like, okay, there's no more thoughts about it. Like, oh, is it really happening? Like, is that dude, did he really do that? Is, like, is that rap song really about that true? You know what I mean? Like, before it's more like a joke thing. But then you take it in now, it's like, oh, man, like, dudes are really getting touched and groped out there. And all types of weird stuff happening to them, too, by a lot of these other men. And even, bro, I wouldn't be surprised if the next thing we hear about is a bunch of women getting popped off too. I know it's harder to prove, but it's like, it's got to be happening the same way. Like, it couldn't just be happening one way.
Yo, it wouldn't surprise me for what. It would be to a lesser extent, but it would still be popping.
It could only be to a lesser extent just because of the sheer amount of men.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, like, fact.
That's power. Like,
it's just wild, like, to think about, like, yo, what's really going on over here? Like, for me, being a DJ and in the industry myself, fam, I'm like, yo, I'm better. Because I'm far removed from all that stuff. Like, I know some people. There's some of you nasty niggas out there. Hey, listen up, eh? Some of you nasty niggas out there.
Don't even acknowledge those guys.
I ain't telling no names, obviously, because no snitching on here. But there's some of you nasty niggas out there. I heard some things. I've only heard.
My goodness.
I don't know nothing past that, though. I just know you niggas are nasty.
Don't shine no light on them.
It'll be soon, though. Them niggas is getting out of here real soon. If Hollywood niggas is getting out of here, bro, them niggas is out of here real soon, fam.
Yo, honestly.
Now you entertainer niggas.
You never know.
I mean, damn, bro. But at the end of the day, you know what's even more fucked up about it? Niggas can blow the whistle all day, but then you have niggas like Brock Turner who, just because he was on a swim team, got what, probation?
Yo, nothing is fair for most people.
So all these nasty mans are just mad crazy, bro.
Like, I'm not even really trying to speak on these guys because, like, I'm not the type of guy that's gonna shout them out or pick them up or.
Oh hell no! We just need to raise awareness because it's like y'all niggas is disgusting. Fact.
Oh, they out there.
They out there. That spotlight's coming, no matter. Oh man, bro. But yeah, I'm mad crazy right now. But yo, Twiz.
Yes, sir.
You know, for having you on this episode of the iTub show.
Man, I appreciate it. This is like take 55 because this anchor stuff isn't really trying to work out for us, but we got it now. I think we made it work.
Trust me. I feel like this was a better segment than the last one. Anyway, we missed out on the living in America thing though, but it is what it is.
True, that's just for next time then.
Yeah, I'll invite you back. You already know.
We can't give the people all the heat too soon.
Yeah, you go into everything top secret. Trust me. Mm-hmm. You'll hear from too soon, the Northern Atlantic Igloo nigga.
Alright, yo, I'm not letting that name fly, but you don't know.
Alright, fam. You don't know. One, fam, we're about to get into some tracks, the top 10 list, top 15, whatever I feel like. The show's been such a mangled mess already as it is, but it's been dope. So shout out to all the people listening. Violet Radio 1, what up?
DJ iTubs.
Violent. On Violet Radio 1.
Hey guys, Tubbs here back for the final bit of the show. It's been a roller coaster of a show all day today, but you know, we got it done. Free will type show, you know, we get to do whatever we want on this one. It's a thing where it needs to be, you know, super like professional type podcast stuff, so but we having fun with it, and this is
gonna be the way we're gonna be doing it, you know what I mean? Just calling in random people, having a blast, talking to people, getting call-ins and stuff. If you guys are on the Anchor platform, make sure you call in. And yeah, so that list for today, oh, big thing. Yeah, Twiz told me to remind y'all, if you're not on the Anchor platform, if you're listening to this on SoundCloud, iTunes, Spotify, anywhere that's not anchor.fm/viol-ent, you're missing out on some of the content. We get to play music from Spotify and Apple Music, and we get to pay artists through the streams of you listening to the songs during the playlist, during the radio show, or the podcast, whatever you want to call it. But yeah, today's list started up with Lil Uzi Vert, Sauce It Up, Lemon by NERD featuring Rihanna, Peekaboo by Lil Yachty and the Migos. Can't speak right now, I don't know why. Fingers Blue by Smoke Purp and Travis Scott. Candy Paint by Post Malone. Let Me Jump In by Rain of Days. Call Me by Nav. Walk by Young M.A. Pull Up and Wreck by Big Sean and Metro Boomin. And Transporting by Kodak Black. As usual, you can go to Spotify.com or Spotify on your phone, or maybe even on your laptop, and just click and search Violent Radio 1, the iTub Show playlist, V-I-O-L-E-N-T, Radio 1. I think you guys get it by now. But yeah, that was my show for today, guys. I'll talk to y'all probably tomorrow. I may take the weekend off. Who knows? Who really knows, man? But thank y'all for tuning in, and y'all have a great Friday night. Peace! And huge shout out to Twizzy, man. Don't think I forgot about that one. Peace.